I'm Mary Rose Lane and I work for the Environment Agency, and I've worked on otters in Devon for about 20 years. When Henry Williamson wrote Tarka the Otter in the 1920s, otters thrived throughout Britain, but by the 1960s numbers had really crashed. But now we know otters are back to full strength, and the Torridge has one of the healthiest populations in the UK. This part of the river has also always been famous for its otters, and you might see a family group on the weir at Beam. This will be mum and cubs, as the males are solitary and don't really help raise their young. But mum will be teaching the cubs life skills, so how to swim, how to fish, and also how to establish their own territory before they become independent at about a year old. Otters live solitary lives at very low densities, using anything up to 40 kilometres of river, pond, stream or wetland. In Devon we find them wherever there is water, from the high moors of Dartmoor and Exmoor right the way through to the coast, as well as in towns and cities like Barnstaple and Exeter. They leave their droppings, known as spraint, on tree stumps or boulders and bridge ledges as a way of communicating with other otters. And if you look really carefully on muddy riverbanks, you might see their five-toed tracks running in and out of the water. And in the late evening, you can sometimes hear whistling along the river, a courting pair or mum calling her cubs. Most of an otter's diet is made up of fish, largely eels, but they also catch other prey such as rabbits and young water birds. The roots of some of the wonderful bankside trees you can see make safe places for sleeping and raising cubs. Wait and watch quietly, and you may be lucky enough to catch a glimpse of this little water wanderer.